Later this week, the Dallas Cowboys and Arizona Cardinals will become the first two teams to have veterans report to training camp. And that can only mean one thing. They're the two unfortunate clubs chosen to face off in the Hall of Fame game, the official start of the 2017 NFL season. Yay, the long off season is almost over. And yawn, another Hall of Fame game draws nigh. The Hall of Fame game, which is scheduled for the night of Thursday, August 3rd this year, is a relic from the past that has outlived its usefulness. Started in 1962, the game was once one of the centerpieces of the Pro Football Hall of Fame's induction weekend. But now, it's just that bothersome fifth preseason game that teams have to endure in an era when even four preseason games feel like two too many. Sooner or later, the days of the NFL's four-game preseason schedule won't be with us anymore. So why don't we take a step toward that reality by letting the Hall of Fame and the incoming class of honorees have the entire stage that weekend, instead of trying to share it with two teams that really don't care to be there, lengthening an already long enough preseason. Throw the big party, hand out the gold jackets, but skip the meaningless exhibition of bad football, and you'll be doing us all a favor. Nobody's going to miss the Hall of Fame game. It makes for interesting watching on TV for all of about 2 minutes. And remember last year, when poor field conditions led to the league canceling the game and an embarrassing and costly series of events? Somehow the NFL still overcame that debacle to play out the rest of the 64-game preseason schedule, not to mention the 267 games that make up the regular season and playoffs. So make the right call, NFL, and take a cue from baseball, which stopped playing its Hall of Fame exhibition game in Cooperstown in 2008. The Hall is the star of the show in 2 weeks, not the sloppy and ragged display of ball that is produced every early August. Some games have no real winners. For Patriots.com, I'm Don Banks.